welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. This is what we have in store for you for this Thursday, October 11th, 2012 edition.
Tonight, it's Obama's lucky charms, a ring that says there is no God except Allah. Then, caught on tape, Obama campaign staffers say it is okay to vote twice. Plus, will the TSA require that passengers wear taser bracelets? You'll find out up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline. Coming next, TSA electric shock bracelets. This from our very own Paul Joseph Watson. The so-called safety bracelet, also known as the electric ID bracelet, was designed to replace a boarding pass. The primary function of the device was to allow airport officials and flight crews to deliver an incapacitating electric shock to travelers by means of electromuscular disruption, completely immobilizing the individual for minutes. So there we go. We see they start with something vaguely reasonable. You know, I'm anti RFID as you can get. But if it doesn't bother you, you probably think it's a good idea that I can put my boarding pass right there on my wrist. It also connects to your luggage so you don't have to, you know, worry about losing it. Moderately okay things, but you don't have to dig too deep to find out what it was really all about. It's about electric shock therapy. I mean, so they can keep you in check. You don't like the pat down shock. You don't want somebody checking in your drink shock. And you know, me personally, I know, you know, there's this mythology of terrorism going on, but I'd much rather see somebody coming at me with a box knife than having somebody in another room shocking me like, but each his own. We actually have a video that explains this, this electric device. So let's take a look at that now.
Is there a solution to deterring hijackers once they are on the aircraft? Yes, there is a very viable, workable answer. It starts here, when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will make traveling much more convenient for the public. It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information. In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage. Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions. By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, the bracelets will allow crew members, using radio frequency transmitters, to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers. The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes. This will allow the crew to subdue and handcuff that individual.
So there it is right there. Somebody in a nice, calm, soothing voice say, hey, there's nothing to worry about. This is for your safety. It keeps the country safe, and we can just shock you whenever we want if you don't like somebody touching your children. So there you go. That's the new America. You know, you hear Alex talk about all the time, the new American flag. It used to be the TSA, you know, grabbing and twisting and all that. And in vaguely TSA-related news, we move on now to a video I did earlier this morning before I put on my tie. Well, we talk about the Kit Kat commercial. Some of you guys have seen this. It airs over in Europe, I believe. It's a commercial where the Kit Kat people, I guess the new thing is they put RFIDs in your candy. It used to be the old days. If you're a lucky, you know, good little boy or girl, you got a golden ticket to go eat chocolate until you turn blue and threw up. But nowadays, they put RFIDs into your candy. So let's take a look at that clip now. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Governments and other organizations tracking what you eat is nothing new. But what if what you ate could actually track you?
In the very near future, someone somewhere will purchase a chocolate bar. The bar will be equipped with a GPS signaling device.
Kit Kat has included in their candies an RFID chip that they're confident can locate you anywhere on the planet.
Find the special bar and give the owner £10,000. Cue girly scream.
Now, while this may be nothing more than a simple marketing gimmick, it does raise the RFID concerns of many privacy advocates, such advocates as the Hernandez family of San Antonio, Texas.
I'm protesting these RFID tracking chips. The children don't need to be tracked.
Why do you feel that wearing the RFID chips is a bad thing?
Well, I feel it's an invasion of my religious beliefs.
Does this in any way make you feel safer?
No, it doesn't. It actually bothers me a whole lot, and I feel completely unsafe knowing that this can be hacked by pedophiles.
Now, as you heard the young lady say in that clip, RFIDs violate not only her religious freedom, but also give her concern about pedophiles. And speaking of pedophiles and possibly unrelated Kit Kat news, Kit Kat has employed this young bear as part of their marketing campaign. And it just so happens that this bear also bears a strong resemblance to the pedo bear. The bear that has garnered much internet fame as an unofficial member of the TSA. Kit Kat claims the similarities between these two bears is completely coincidental, but here's a picture that you can judge for yourself. Now, regardless of how you feel about RFIDs, we see an example in the Hernandez family of a group that does not want to be tracked, and we see example with the Kit Kat candies of a person who's not expecting to be tracked. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. And as always, we do support the Hernandez family as they continue their fight for freedom from RFID. So you guys keep up the good fight down there in San Antonio, Texas. Next story. Obama's Lucky Charms, a ring that says there is no God except for Allah. Hey, that's what his ring says. I'm not vouching for that. But let's take a look at the article. Barack Obama's Lucky Charms include a Hindu god, a Masonic emblem, and a wedding ring that has the phrase, there is no God except Allah, inscribed on it. And if actually, if we can take a look at the article there, guys, you can see some of the trinkets that Obama likes to carry around with him. You can see right there, clear as day, the Masonic ring. You can talk to Dan Badani. He'll give you a whole history on Masonic doings. Yeah, you can see it real good right there. If we keep scrolling down, I believe there's a few more. Yeah, there's another one. Now, the trinket there, a nice masonry symbol. So you can't see, there's the ring in question, I believe. You can't see it too well. I'll say I can't make it out at all if it says it or not. But, you know, people claim they have seen this ring. And, you know, I'm not one of the guys harking on Obama because of his faith. If he's a this, if he's a that, you know, it doesn't concern me too much. But when you claim it to be one thing and you're not, I mean, the guy says he had a Masonic ring, a Hindu god, you know, all kinds of stuff, but he's claiming to be a Christian. And it reminds me, maybe you guys remember that movie, The Mummy, where the guy in the movie, he meets the mummy and he pulls out all these little trinkets. He pulls out his cross and his Star of David, and he starts praying in all these languages. That's what this reminds me of. So, hey, you know, I guess pick your poison, Obama. I don't think anybody's going to want you by the time you're done doing what you're doing. We'll move on. Next story. Political profiling of constitutionalists turns simple domestic call into full-on SWAT raid. So SWAT wants to come to your house if you like to read your constitution. Let's see what the article says. A neighbor called the police when overhearing a verbal argument between a husband and wife who owned the house. Okay, a concerned citizen, that's not too bad. In any other situation, they would have had a simple knock on the door. However, Marcella and Michael were flagged in a police department's database because they were deemed dangerous individuals because one or both of them were identified as constitutionalists. Constitutionalists, people, self-described constitutionalists, Alex Jones, Ron Paul. If you're a constitutionalist and if you have a pocket constitution, let me make sure I get this in the frame. If you have a pocket constitution, I guess you're a dangerous person, a dangerous threat, a terrorist. And I'm not saying that, you know, all the cops are in on this, but whoever made this police database was very concerned that, hey, we may run across a citizen who knows their rights better than we know how to protect them. So if you read the Constitution, I guess you're a bad, wicked, evil person. And you deserve to have the SWAT team come to your house. The article goes on to say that the SWAT team came, put them on the ground, put guns to their head. I am not exaggerating. It says it right here in this article. They put guns to their head, and they searched the house looking for marijuana for whatever reason. I'm not sure why they thought marijuana was in the house, but they were looking for the Mary Jane. They found something I guess they believed to be a marijuana plant. They said it was a tomato plant. How you can mistake tomatoes for marijuana, I'm not really sure. Maybe these were very young tomato plants. But they found the tomato plants, and they found out they were actually tomatoes. So they, you know, they had to eat crow, as they say. But just a complete overreaction. And these are the kind of police stories we're talking about. I'm not anti-police. I've said that before. I don't hate police. I used to work with police. But these type of overreaction situations, a man and his wife, it's his turn to wash the dishes or whatever, and they started yelling at each other, and now the SWAT team comes up because you like to read your Constitution. So there you can see it right there on your screen, the pocket Constitution. They come free with any order from InfoWarsShop.com, and also you can buy them in bulk. If we can zoom in on the price a little there, guys. See, you got the 10-pack. See, you got the 20-pack. You can buy the $10 pack for $10, and, you know, for each pack, you just up the shipping and handling. So it's a great gift to give people. Please, I guess, don't give them to the cops in this town. They may arrest you and put a gun to your head. But, hey, we have them, and if you don't have them, get one. Dan Badani has done pretty well handing these out to people. They're great little gifts, and it doesn't take much to read it. You know, it's just paper thin, so. Read your Constitution before it's gone. Quote Dan Badani. Now we'll move on to a great video from our new info warrior, David Knight. We got all these Knight memes, the Dark Knight of the Info War, and a bunch of other stuff. But he did this report about the EPA. And recently, you guys seen the show. We've been talking about how the EPA has been testing on people. It's okay as long as it's a test. If it kills you, so what? But anyway, the EPA is saying the smoke around the Smoky Mountains is now some type of danger. And we know the Smoky Mountains aren't really smoke, they're clouds. But hey, maybe the EPA is right with all the chemtrails they're dropping. Maybe that smoke is dangerous to you now. So anyway, for a better explanation, let's go now to David Knight and his video about the EPA and Smoky Mountains.
I'm David Knight, reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Just before I left for Austin, I took my family to the Smoky Mountains. Now, long before the Europeans named it the Smoky Mountains, the Cherokee had a name for it. And if I pronounce it correctly, it's something like Shaconoque, which means place of the fine particulate smog. No, not actually. That's what the EPA wants you to think. I was surprised to see this graphic on the EPA site where they explain what PM2.5 is. They use the Smoky Mountains as a poster child. Is it really PM2.5 and man-made smog that makes the Smoky Mountains smoky? No. We all know that it isn't, but we see this kind of thing done over and over again, like they did with polar bears on ice floes. Remember that? And, of course, Al Gore is telling us that the oceans are rising, but he builds his $9 million mansion in Montecito, California, right on the ocean side. So I don't think he believes that either. But they use these subliminal messages to try to convince us. And they can be quite effective. And speaking of bears, every visitor to the Smoky Mountains gets a handout that looks like this, warning you about black bears. And as my wife was reading that to the small children, I started thinking, a lot of the stuff they were saying about bears could be said about government, especially about the EPA. Let me just read a few things here. With aggressive behavior, the bear, the EPA, is demanding more space. If the bear or EPA continues to follow you, stand your ground. If the EPA gets closer, talk louder or shout at it. Act aggressively. Act together as a group if you have companions. Make yourself look as large as possible. Don't run. Don't turn away. And don't feed the EPA. It only encourages further problems. David Knight for InfoWars Nightly News.
So another great report by David Knight. He's been here less than a week. He's had two or three great reports come out. So good work to you, David, and hopefully we'll see more of you right here in this chair in the near future. Next story. Caught on tape, Obama campaign staffers say it's okay to vote twice. For Obama, of course, you can't vote once for Ron Paul because of all the fraud. But if you want to vote for Obama two, three times, hey, go ahead. Let's take a look at the article. When undercover reporters visited various locations across the country, they received the same response from Obama campaign staffers, that it's basically okay to vote multiple times if you happen to be registered in two or more states. Now, this article is accompanied by a video. And if you watch the video, you can see clear as day, the undercover reporter goes in and they talk to the different campaign staffers and they say, hey, there's a little bit of it right here on the screen. You can see the reporter. If nobody's going to know, and then they laugh and giggle. Oh, you're so hilarious. Ah, okay, I'm just going to print this out for you. And it's like, yeah, I'll take it. So anyway, basically what happens is this lady, she's told that the person plans to vote twice, but I won't go as far as to say she encourages it. The lady's told that, hey, I'm going to vote twice, and her attitude was kind of like, well, if you can get away with it. She doesn't verbally say that,
But, you know, she's like, whatever. Okay, so what? And then there's another person. He is someplace else. They go to another Obama campaign election place. And he tells the person, just like this person does, hey, I plan to vote twice. And the person says, okay, well, here's a form. You know, whatever. And then again, you know, we all know, well, at least I know, this stuff is rigged as a Don King boxing match. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter whether it's Romney or Obama, but just like I said earlier, you can't vote for Ron Paul because of all the election fraud. They don't want to let guys like Gary Johnson into the base. But, hey, if you want to vote twice for Obama, whatever. All right, we'll move on now to our next story. Everything is rigged. Health, politics, finance, and more. But here's how to beat the system. This from our good friend Mike Adams. And Mike goes on, he has these different levels. Everything is rigged. Health, politics, finance, and more. But here's how you can beat the system. Now, in this article, Mike has these various levels. Level one being awakened, to inform, to mastery, to enlightenment. And I'll just go through these briefly so you guys can know a little bit what he's talking about. We'll go back to level one. This level is achieved when a person realizes something along the lines of, hey, I'm living in a dream world. I'm being told lies at every turn. Level two, a person is someone who is who has taught themselves a significant amount of real history and the way the world really works. Level three, mastery. A level three person not only understands a great deal about the real world around them, but they also grasps ways to navigate through the world with great accomplishment and influence. And it goes on from there. Another great article from Mike Adams. This thing I like about Mike, he breaks it down real simple so everybody can understand. So you guys take a look at this article. Everything is rigged, and it really is. So take a look at that article from Mike Adams. Let's go to our quote of the day. And this from a Taser representative, Stacy Todd. The device should be classified as a stun gun bracelet and not a Taser bracelet. This was something that we received as a correction to one of our articles. So we do accept your clarification, Miss Todd. And I guess there is a classification. I could say something like, well, what's the real difference? But hey, maybe your thing is stronger than a stun gun and you don't want to be classified as stun gun. So whatever. Anyway, that's pretty much it for the InfoWars Nightly News. We definitely thank you guys for watching us tonight. And if you're watching this on YouTube, consider becoming a member to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a lot of great stuff on there. You can get yourself a 15-day free trial. You get the archive of the Alex Jones radio show, the Nightly News show. You get all of the movies that Alex has produced. You get the rants. Dan Badani's working hard to update the rant section, so there's going to be a lot of good stuff on there. And also, there's, you know, a lot of growth here at InfoWars. We're bringing in new people, not just reporters. We're bringing in graphics people, and we're, you know, getting new buildings and all kind of, well, not new buildings. We kind of expanded to another one that's, you know, right across the street from us. So it's not a, you know, we're not buying up buildings like Monopoly, but we're trying to expand and bring you guys more information. We want to go more places. You guys say, hey, can you guys come here? Can you go there? And we want to come to Bilderberg. We want to come to your town and do your report. So definitely consider donating to the new Money Bomb coming up soon. Like I said, Dan Badani's going to have a good chunk of it. Alex, I'm not sure if he's going to do it or not. If you want to see a 10-hour 9/11 report, Alex mentioned this earlier this year, call into the Alex Jones radio show and say, Alex, I want you to do that 10-hour 9/11 breakdown because I want to show people definitely that 9/11 was an inside job. And that would be something great to record just on itself. I mean, you would have a 10-hour documented report of how phony 9/11 was. So if you want to see that, call the Alex Jones radio show and tell him, hey, Alex, I want you to do that 10-hour 9/11 broadcast. I may sneak on there for an hour, as will many of the other reporters. So definitely be aware of that. And the last thing, if you want to meet other patriots, think about Planet InfoWars. There's a lot of great stuff on there. You can ask Alex many questions. That's a very popular section. We have hunting, fishing, gardening, dating, all kinds of stuff that you can do to, you know, mingle with your other fellow patriots, meet like-minded people. Because if you're like me and you start talking about aspartame in the police state, people look at you all funny. But here, you can go on there and talk about what things that really matter to you. You don't have to go on there and act like you watched the soccer game in Germany at 3 a.m. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, after the game's over, get back to the real world and check out Planet InfoWars. And
that's pretty much it. A lot of great stuff, a lot of growth here. So definitely be aware of the new money bomb. And that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News. And I'm your host, Shikari Jackson, and we'll see you back next time.
Friends, Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are launching a new salvo in the info war because there is a war on for your mind. You know that the globalists are trying to get everybody online and only online so that they can control and surveil information and also erase books, videos, whatever they want to en masse. That's why we're launching our answer to the internet kill switch, InfoWars Magazine. The first issue, we printed over 90,000 copies of a September issue, and it sold out in less than 2 days. So get your copy of the new technocratic elite issue today before it sells out. Again, we cover from the technocratic social engineers' own words, their own admissions, their plan to take over our society and replace us with robots. But we don't just stop with the rise of the robots and the end of humanity, or will humanity survive the singularity? We get into the government buying now 1.6 billion bullets against the American people. We get into Big Sis's surveillance of this magazine and my website, InfoWars.com. We cover QE3 and what hyperinflation means to you and your family. Whatever you do, don't look back later and wish that you would have taken action. Take action now. People have never been more ready for this information. People have never been this hungry, starving for the truth. And it is contained in the new issue of InfoWars Magazine. This is a time capsule. It is so important we get it out to everyone. If you subscribe now for 12 issues, we will give you the first issue absolutely free. So that's 13 issues for our 13 colonies. Part of restoring the spirit of 1776 worldwide.
Again, go to InfoWarsStore.com and order 10 packs, up to 100 packs at cost, and give them out to people in your area. The response last month was incredible. People are hungry to actually hold this information in their hands. You can also subscribe and get 12 issues delivered to your door and get the first inaugural issue free. I'm Alex Jones, thanking all of you for your support and making our operation a huge success.
We are back tonight with a in-depth interview that we're about to conduct with Nadine Scharf. Mrs. Scharf, going back about a year and a half ago, well, you heard about the whole sprout sphere, that the sprouts were spreading, you know, disease in America. And then I noticed that later in the back of the paper, it wasn't that sprout company. And here we are over a year later. They're continuing to admit that. And we've seen this over and over again, where every time Big Agra is trying to get a bill passed at the Food Safety Act last year to shut down family farms, ranches, and also smaller producers, who statistically, you can look this up, have a lot less problems than Big Agra. You have these events happen that don't make sense. E. coli and the spinach, the list goes on and on. And I have the articles here in front of me. We're going to go over some of these with her in a moment. But they put out press releases, the Food and Drug Administration, saying that they were the cause before they'd even done tests. And then when they did the test later, they demanded to get them way later on purpose so they couldn't, when it was still a news item, prove their innocence. Well, it wasn't true. So This is industrial espionage. We know it goes on to shut down producers, and we know the big boys like it that way. I've seen numbers where Tyson Chicken can have incredible violations and won't even get in trouble, but a small producer gets shut down for one violation. This is the type of stuff we're talking about, and the Food Safety Act means you can't take cherries and can them and give them to your neighbor, or the Amish can't sell milk to their neighbor, and you know they do undercover stings and things. It's just incredible. And Mr. Scharf, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Break down for those that don't know about your story, what happened last year and then what's unfolded since then.
Well, our business was thriving. We were, in fact, building a new addition onto the Sprout House to accommodate more Sprouts because the orders were coming in really large, and we just needed more room. So we proceeded to add on this new addition. We just barely got it done, and we had a knock on our door and two FDA inspectors were there, and I, you know, of course invited them in, and they told us that they were there to look over our business and take some samples, and they didn't say anything at that time that there was supposedly someplace they had E. coli problems with Sprouts. And
it wasn't even later Sprouts that were specific. They were just saying maybe it's Sprouts, and they'd said that in Russia.
They didn't know at that time. They just came in. They didn't tell us that. They just came in to, and they said, we need to do 450 swabs. They went through our whole plant. About a month before they got there, we had a military inspection because we sell Sprouts to the air base in Spokane.
Ah, military.
And so
there's an E. coli outbreak. They just go find some little mom and pop, come out and say you were the cause when you weren't. And that's how Big Agra always protects themselves, because whenever they do something bad, they just have the FDA, from what we've researched, come set up somebody like yourself. I mean, you've now been vindicated since then, but I mean, is that what you think is going on here?
Ask that question one more time, because I'm not sure what you were asking.
Well, what I'm saying is we've seen a pattern, that, and your story fits into that because you've been vindicated. I have the articles here that it wasn't your Sprouts, where they always go and set up some little group, blame them, and then later it's not even true, so they don't have to ever go after Big Agra.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. In fact, after they had put the press release out saying that if you have any of Evergreen's produce's Sprouts in your refrigerator or, you know, in your home, and don't buy anymore and take what you have and get rid of them, don't even feed them to your animals. After they had done that, they came back later and they said, of course, that we were innocent, but I asked them, why did they target us? Because they didn't find any bacteria in our plant. And they came in and they said, well, in the end, it wasn't even Sprouts that was the culprit. In Russia, that's why they came around and inspected our Sprouts, because of quotes in Russia, there was a problem with Sprouts. And it ended up it wasn't Sprouts that was the culprit there either. So they just, to save their face, I guess that's why they came and inspected. We are the biggest Sprout grower in the Northwest, and they targeted us. And they really hurt us because they said, you know, if you have any of their Sprouts, get rid of them. And so the next day, of course, we didn't get not one order. It was just, it went down to nothing. Our business went to nothing. And we did not get any results from the second batch. They said they lost the first batch, which I question. because the second time they came in, they swabbed in different areas, and they took more sprouts. And, I mean, this wasn't a small amount of seed and sprouts and swabbing. They did another 450 twice swabs, and they took 90 bags of the varieties that we sell, and they took, you know, of course, the seed. And we were just wondering why, you know, all of this sample from everything twice. And then they took their time getting back with us. We kept calling saying, what, give us the results, give us the results, because we wanted our business to pick up again. And it was a little over a month that we waited for them to give us the results. And, there
and
was
by then,
no
it's the same pattern every time. Everybody's moved on. You've been blamed. You're the bad guy. And time and time again, we've seen the pattern. It's big agra can literally kill anybody they want, feed any amount of crud, and then they always go scapegoat little guys. Did you know that all this was happening during the Food Safety Act, written by big agra on record? They gave like $20 million just a few weeks to try to pass this to shut down small producers.
I didn't realize that, but I believe it. I believe it now. And then I asked them, I said, you know, you have hurt us. You have ruined our business, and you gave a false report, you know, in their press release. I said, what are you going to do to help us get back on track again? And they said, we are going to do nothing. We've never done anything. We never will do anything like that. So they would never admit that they were wrong.
Well, you're blessed that you know, these are just bureaucrats ordered to go target you, and then the media acts like you're the victim. Acts like you're the person victimizing people. But at the same time, look at crime labs all over the country. They've been caught framing people on an industrial scale, sending them to death row. So I think people should realize these agencies are just completely out of control.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that. Then when we didn't have any business, and didn't have any business, and finally the test results came, I, of course, sent everything to our warehouses and where we sold the sprouts, to all the companies that we were selling sprouts to, and the results, of course, were negative. I mean, it was three pages of negative on all of the bacteria that they claimed that we were guilty of. And but it has taken a long time to get back, and we're up about 75% now on our sales.
Well, that's the good news. You've gotten back in over a year to back to 75%. And they tried to destroy you because that's what they do. I mean, they're just attacking lemonade stands, garage sales, driving us into submission. But you're fighting back, and I hope that by you speaking out, they're not able to do this next time. Because I predicted when they were trying to pass the Food Safety Act, I said on the radio, because I've seen this before, I said, watch, there'll be a big outbreak. And then it happened on time.
Exactly.
And I said, watch, they'll blame a little group. I mean, this is a multi, you know, $20, $30, $50 million or more industry a year in food, and this is called industrial espionage. And I don't think the FDA minions did it themselves. You know, they have corporate operators that go do it at the store level, get people sick, hype it, and then they just send out the bureaucrats to go check them, and then they put out a press release saying, this is who did it, knowing it wasn't true. I mean, it's so diabolical.
Yeah, it's wrong, definitely. We were without business for about almost 4 months. And, you know, the bills just kept coming. And, you know, we've always paid our bills. I wrote to all of our, you know, when we built our new addition, because the sprouts were doing so well, we went in debt over that. And there was just one company that didn't cooperate with us very well, but the rest of them were pretty kind and allowed us to make increment payments. And in the end, I mean, we were really quite a ways in debt, and we put our home up for sale.
Oh, wow.
We have 40. Yeah, and we did sell our home. We have moved into a trailer, and it was quite an ordeal. But it at least got us out of debt, and I praise the Lord for that.
Wow, yeah, praise the Lord for that, that you were down, but you're back, and certainly
and
surviving,
no
and now you're testifying to what happened with these people. I mean, I've seen this over and over again, as I was saying, and I've talked to people that run restaurants, and I remember even for months after this, I'd be out at a salad bar, and people say, oh, no, don't get Sprouts. It just shows how the government can hype this stuff. But meanwhile, U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, subsection 1528, paragraph B, we covered it last night, maybe put that on screen. It says the government can test lethal chemicals and biologicals on us for any research purpose or law enforcement purpose. You know about all the chemical and biological testing on, you know, foster kids. All this has come out. The point is, they could care less about how healthy we are. They use their regulatory federal power to help the ultra rich and to shut down the little guys. And it's just that simple. And I'm just glad that you were able to survive this, but they've really now tried to use these regulations to crack down on small farms and small outfits like yourself.
That's true. I believe it. I wasn't the only sprout grower that they targeted, but we are the biggest in this Northwest area. And
were they able to shut down the others?
Nope, they didn't, but it sure hurt them. I talked to the Sprout Growers Association, and there was two other back east that they targeted. So, but it didn't shut them down. I mean, they're still up and running again.
Yeah, you notice they never go to a Tyson plant. They never go to a Cargill plant. They never. I mean, they used to back in the 90s, and you'd read articles I saw in the paper where, you know, a big giant plant could have 1,000 violations, they weren't shut down. But a plant 10% that size, family owned, one violation, shut down forever. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke how it's all selectively
enforced. They threatened to close us. Because at first I did not do a recall. And they said, you have to do a recall. And I said, well, if I do a recall, that means I'm guilty, and you haven't proven me to be guilty. We haven't E. coli or salmonella in our plant, and this was after the test results came. And then three of them came to our door at our home and said, you have to do a recall. I mean, it was just in those strong words, and I didn't have a lawyer to counsel me, but I wish today I would never have done a recall because I mean, they just kind of, it wasn't, they didn't push my arm.
Yeah, I wish
they
do.
You have to do a recall.
Sure, they threaten you into it. I think they did twist your arm, but I mean, I wish they do a recall of all the poisons in the vaccines, and I wish they do a recall on the GMO stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it. But,
well, that's why they target you, so they can act like they're the good guys. But again, anybody can just search the term FBI crime lab caught framing, Dallas crime lab caught framing, Houston crime lab caught framing. I mean, I'm just talking about Texas where I live. Tulia, Texas caught framing. Almost every city in the country has been caught because of whistleblowers just framing innocent people. So my point is, you better thank your lucky stars. When you got a little bit uppity with them, they didn't go in there and, you know, put something on there and then clap your butt in iron. So it sounds to me like the FDA is probably just moron bureaucrats that follow orders, because if you were messing with the FBI or something, you know, there'd been some cocaine in your house. Man, wow, this is really scary. And see, people don't think about it. It's like, oh, the FDA, the EPA, they're going to keep me safe. Last year with Fukushima, the radiation level, especially on the West Coast, went up in some cases 100 times safe levels. What did the Environmental Protection Agency do? Guess. They raised the level of what they said was safe.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? You know, they had a accusation that there was E. coli in cantaloupe. And I thought, you know, this is just another one of their schemes, so I just went down and bought a whole bunch of cantaloupe. I will not listen to that.
Well, by the way, you're a farmer, so you know this. Only human feces or generally animals that are eating you know, omnivores and things. I mean, E. coli doesn't come from normal farming practices. It's not involved in what you do with sprouts.
I know.
And you know, to use a pun with a lady, I'm sorry, it's a load of crap. You know, the spinach, all of it. Anybody in farming knows you don't have E. coli on spinach unless they're letting, I guess, the people picking it are defecating on it. But 99% of the time, that's not going to get delivered. I mean, something is suspicious. Remember the school lunch program in the mid-90s? They shipped all these hepatitis berries to kids? That was the government. I mean, something's going on here.
That is horrible. Yeah, I believe it. I think it's pretty rotten what they do and what they can get away with.
Where does Evergreen Produce Sprouts go? How do we support you now? And I mean, do you have a website?
We take the sprouts. A few local areas we deliver yet, but most of our sprouts go to Spokane to four warehouses, and then they ship them to Seattle, Portland, Bozeman, you know, all over. Portland, Seattle, Bozeman, Boise. We go to Boise. So
people need to look for Evergreen Produce sprouts and buy your sprouts, and hopefully so you can maybe buy your home back. But listen, I appreciate your fighting spirit. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, except I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk with you and be on your show.
Well, you are a I want to thank you. You're a poster child for what they're doing to farms and ranches and small operators. They're trying to not let people have backyard gardens now. I mean, this country is becoming a prison. And look, the Soviets took over Ukraine and shut down all the small farmers. I mean, this is a plan they've got, and we've got to say no.
Yeah. Well, I think it's sad that they target the farmers. You know, all the people. I mean, that's their bread and butter, and yet they're targeting the farmers, and that is too bad. And they can't do anything about it. They're big money. They're big operation, and they throw their weight around.
They certainly do. It's time for the people to throw our weight around. Nadine Scharf, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, you're sure welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. I want to thank the crew earlier, doing a great job in the main news portion. And, guys, again, tell her God bless and thank her for joining us. I know you're saying bye to her in there. Look, I've learned their tricks to the point of I can say, okay, this bill's coming up for a vote. They're spending tens of millions a week trying to get it passed. Big Agra wrote the stinking thing. They're going to launch a probably E. coli. I mean, I said it on air, and it happened. I mean, it's clockwork. I said a month ago, I said, okay, Obama's getting ready to sign the executive order for cybersecurity to start shutting down freedom of the Internet and take it over. There'll be a cyber attack. Boom, 2 days later on the White House. I mean, it's ridiculous. I said, watch Turkey claim they're getting attacked by Syria. Boom, it happened. I mean, it's clockwork with these people. They've got a playbook. I've watched them play the playbook over and over again. Does that mean that you can't maybe get some contamination or problems out of a small farm? Yeah, and you could be struck by a bolt of lightning tonight, too, but you can pull up the numbers. Big Agra is who's really bad, and they want to feed you rotten meat, so they get government to let them radiate it. Or they want to feed you rotten meat, they spray live viruses on it that eat the bacteria. This is the type of stuff, and they are harassing the small producers everywhere. It is incredible. We do some deer hunting each year to try to pay the property taxes on ancestral land, a segment of it we have left in East Texas. Land rich, money poor. And it's total, you know, harassment by game wardens and people, even though we've never done anything wrong, never had a problem, never, you know, never done anything, been in there since before it was a county, you know, got the land from Mexico. And it's like, we're part of a federal task force, and eight or nine guys show up like they're commandos. It's just government is out of control. And this is my final statement on this. What we need a recall of is genetically modified organisms, the cross-species chimeras, and the pharmacological crops that grow their own pesticides in them so bugs can't eat them, so they deliver it to you, but then you eat it. I mean, we know what it's doing. That all needs to be recalled. But instead, oh, we're going to recall it because somebody got sick off E. coli. We don't know where it came from, but we're going to shut down producers all over the country, all of them small. We're not going to even look at the big producers. It's this disgusting attitude. And let me tell you, these small producers, they do everything they can to make sure they're at the highest levels because they know they're harassed and they know they're liable. The big mega corporations, they've got all the lawyers, all the rest of it. There are so many examples of this type of economic espionage against the American people that I personally have witnessed and covered over the years that it really does make me sick. The best example of this is if you study, because I've actually read some books on it, I find it fascinating. In the 20s, 30s, and even 40s, the milkman delivered you however many jars of milk, like with your newspaper. You know, newspaper was delivered by one guy, a kid riding by. Milkman would get out, come and put however many quarts of milk. And it was literally pumped out that night out of the cows. And let me give you a little newsflash. It was not homogenized or boiled. Once you've been drinking real raw milk, the fake stuff is like chalk. I mean, it tastes bad. It tastes bitter. Why did big aggregate together on record in the 40s and 50s and get states to pass laws shutting down non-pasteurization? Because in a real dairy, you can't overwork the cows because the blood and pus will get in their udders. If any manure gets in there when you're doing it, then you have to dump the whole thing out. Or you got a bunch of cats out back you go and give it to. I mean, it's done exact. And it's fresh, and it comes out of the cow. And if it tastes weird once or twice in a year, you don't buy from that milkman anymore. Every small town had 7 or 8 milkmen. Big cities, I was reading, because I was actually studying some of Ron Paul growing up in Pittsburgh. You know, they had a little dairy operation. And there were hundreds of milk producers there. And there were people that lived on small pieces of land that had some dairy cows. And people learned, hey, you got real choice. Think the globalists like that, where everybody's got gardens and everybody's got cows and everybody's got chickens and there's just food all over the place? No, they don't like that. So we don't even get milk today, and it's so alien that real milk is evil and radical and bad and dirty and crazy and strange. And then the fake stuff, boiled, liquid, heart-clogging garbage is what we're being given. And it's just an example of how they have carried this domestication process out. So, I mean, I would love to be able to just go to Whole Foods or HEB or the stores you have here in Austin, Central Market, and get raw milk. Can't do it. They got laws passed against it. You have to go as a free association and drive out to a farm somewhere and get it. It looks just like a regular milk jug, tastes a lot better, but we used to go to the farmer's market and get it. And they're like, well, we're under permit here selling this, but if it's a private interaction, you can come back here behind the van and we'll sell you some we pumped 6 hours ago and, you know, in our farm outside Dallas. And then you get it. But, oh, they sent in these undercovers and stuff acting like it's illegal. And then they'll SWAT team you and show the jury, look, we had a SWAT team at them. There's no law, but they see a SWAT team, so the jury convicts you for something else, you know, fraud or whatever. I mean, it's all about dress up. I mean, they can have a SWAT team come to your house, shoot your whole family, and just say, well, we had a SWAT team, they must be bad. It's all about show, you understand. It's like we had Taser International when our story was up on Drudge Report today that they covered in the news, where we were talking about how Homeland Security is looking at Taser bracelets for everybody when you fly, because we're, you know, that way they can taser everyone because they're terrorists everywhere. You're all guilty until proven slave. And tasers, like Google, means search engine. You know, Taser, sure, is one brand, but it's become ubiquitous. And there are a bunch of bracelet stun guns they sell. And in their letter, they said, well, we do have these bracelets, but they're stun guns. Don't call them Taser. That's registered copyright, trademark. You can't use it. And, I mean, a couple years ago they did this, and I called their lawyer up, and I said, you know full well that that's for companies selling things. I'm not putting Taser on a stun gun or cattle prod I'm selling. And I said, this is intimidation. And he goes, well, we did send thousands of those out. You're right. You have your First Amendment. But most people are like, oh, my God, Taser. I can't say Taser. But I went, you know, this time, because it wasn't even a threat of a lawsuit, today, I just, you know what, it's better to say electric shock bracelet. Because, you know, that might even get it out to people that this is an electric shock, so we did change it. But this is how they try to control the language and everything. Okay, I'm done talking about that. A great job to the crew. Listen, we're almost out. We sold out of these, but we held some back for subscriptions so that when you got the new subscriptions, which we just started selling 2 weeks ago for the October issue on the Technocracy, those that sign up for subscriptions will get the first issue as well as the next 12 for $59.95, and that is right at cost for us. That includes shipping, $59.95, 13 issues delivered to your door. It's a lot more overseas because shipping is so expensive. We also now have the glossies in a limited number. Next month they'll all be glossy. It's the size of the old Rolling Stone. It's big and it's just off the charts, quality. And so InfoWarsStore.com, be sure and go there if you want to have a powerful tool. Because let me tell you something. You walk up to friends and family and go, hey, read this. You know, this is about what's going on with the New World Order and the technocrats and the quotes of the elite. Or, hey, here's what's happening with the stock market, how they're engineering the collapse. You can buy them in bulk, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, at cost. Yeah, here's the glossy. They just ran me one in. I mean, it's got a big poster inside of it. It's just got off-the-charts graphics and information in it. I mean, just very, 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 very proud of this. And this is something they can't censor. You know, this is low-tech way to get the word out. But people really pay attention to this type of information. We break down all the spy stuff in your house, government buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, the latest info on that. It's just a really powerful addition. Letters to the editor, all of it. We are very, very, very proud of this information. We put 50,000 of these on the streets of Austin. So you that are subscribing also are helping us do that. It's the advertisers that allow us to put 50,000 free on the streets. I mean, our goal is just get the word out. So the advertisers paid up a 50,000 on the streets of Austin. You, the listeners, get them in bulk and then get them to people out in your area paying it forward. And we've got, I don't know, it's like 60 or 70 big leads on people that want to be distributors in their area, add their local content into it. We're going to get to that point soon. So very exciting. Also, don't forget, you can start donating now. We always usually do it about a month out, but this time we're doing it like a week out. Start plugging it, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, 2012, to get the satellite uplinks, the file sharing systems with the news systems. And we really need to raise $400,000, $500,000. If we raised $1 million, we could really secure what we're doing and really finish up some more sets we want to build. Because if you think this is powerful, what we're doing, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, we realize we're having a big effect, so we're trying to go 110%. Your prayers, your support, we couldn't do it without you. So 48-hour transmission coming up next Thursday and Friday with just a power-packed lineup. Okay, that is it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Lord willing, because every day is a blessing, we'll be back on the radio tomorrow and back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock with the Friday edition. Great job to the crew and great job to the news folks that brought you the news earlier.